This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are now seeing how dangerous this kind of mindset and this kind of thinking can be. We're starting to see where this kind of rhetoric and loose talk and sloppiness about who exactly we're fighting, where this can lead us.
One of the folks on television said, boy, has Trump gotten under his skin. But he was more angry, and a lot of people have said this, the level of anger, that's the kind of anger he should have for the shooter and these killers that shouldn't be here.
Donald Trump and the President of the United States go toe-to-toe in different parts of the country. Donald Trump accusing the president, as you heard there, of being angrier at him than the gunman who actually orchestrated the deadliest terrorist attack on U.S. soil since 9/11. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, Loose Talk, The War of Words. We've got it all here on this show. We'll be talking about that reaction to it as well, including from Washington, D.C. We go to Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. And Justin, Trump today really playing that card of Muslims not coming to the United States if he's president, something he said before, but sort of backing it up with the president has been doing a terrible job. He's a lousy president. And then the president saying that we've always had, it's not about religion, and that we've always had, we're a country based on freedom of speech, etc., and he kind of went down that road. So I think this was a very, very interesting day, don't you?
It absolutely was a very passionate speech on behalf of President Barack Obama, really going after this, essentially saying that none of his advisors had ever said that using the magic words Islamic terrorism or Islamic extremism or whatnot would solve this crisis. He again reiterated the fact that this is essentially mission to ensure that you don't alienate the Muslim populations worldwide, you treat this carefully, and you don't make this into a war against Islam, which is exactly what, in his words, ISIS wants. And it's also worth noting that we actually heard something kind of similar today from Paul Ryan. This didn't get nearly as much attention, but Ryan today was pressed again on if he had changed his position on the Muslim ban. That's something that he had initially come out against, saying that that did not represent conservatism, and that was a message that he echoed again today, saying essentially that, with the legislation that the House has been pursuing, they have been very careful to avoid a religious test, which would be included under Trump's proposal, since that is largely against Muslims, in exchange for a, general kind of security test that doesn't take religion into account. So it looks like Trump isn't necessarily rallying a lot of people on his side with his sort of new hardline rhetoric. There's a lot of belief that eventually if Trump was going to win here, it was going to be out in a situation following a terrorist attack on U.S. soil or something that would make his kind of strongman persona more attractive, but that does not seem to be the case this time around in the sense that he is not getting the party to rally behind him.
Wow, interesting stuff. We'll see how that continues to play, because I think we're going to hear more of that. This story is not going away, certainly. And then this story about the Russia hacking, Russia hacking the DNC computer and actually taking opposition research on Trump. Wow, there had to be a lot of reaction to that in D.C.
Absolutely. This is something that really raised a lot of eyebrows and was pretty shocking. Apparently, this had happened a little while ago. And the kind of telltale signs are there that this was essentially classic espionage and not sort of a third-party private hacking attack. They know that based on the fact that apparently the information for donors, which would include, of course, credit card information, financial information, and whatnot, was apparently untouched in this, and that this was largely aimed, as you mentioned, at getting the opposition research on Trump. So, most likely a way for the DNC to try to figure out who potentially the next president will be, try to get the dirt on him and whatnot, and a very, very interesting, very compelling story to be sure.
Yeah, boy, you know, absolutely crazy. And then the Republican governors met, you know, because now it's about meeting with people, and Trump has all kinds of meetings set up. We talked to a preacher who told us he had a meeting with Trump and 100 other evangelical leaders coming up in a couple of weeks. But the Republican governors met with Trump, and apparently that went pretty well. Did you hear anything about that?
You know, I don't have much information on that, but it's worth noting. That, you know, odds are Trump is going to have an interesting relationship with governors. You know, in the past, he's been able to get mild support, at least, from Rick Scott. You know, he, of course, has Chris Christie as sort of his right-hand man, who wasn't just, you know, just a governor of New Jersey, a governor of a powerful state and one of the more prominent governors in the country. He was somebody who quite some time ran the Republican Governors Association and was a very prolific, you know, fundraiser for them, was somebody who was a very powerful individual in that position. Even when he was essentially facing the bridge scandal in New Jersey, that, you know, kind of sank his career at the time and probably derailed his presidential chances. And odds are, if there were any governors there who had, you know, recently gotten reelection or, you know, had recently got elected in the first place, they probably had a debt to owe to Chris Christie, and he is somebody who they certainly are going to be listening to if Trump is trying to rally their support.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. The big story is coming out of Orlando is the wife of Omar Mateen, Noor Salman, might have known about the attack. In fact, they're leaning towards she did know about the attack and what the story is and could be charged in connection with it. What they're saying is the FBI, they've convened a grand jury to investigate the wife because they're trying to charge her as an accessory to 49 counts of murder and 53 counts of attempted murder and failure to notify law enforcement about the pending attack. She was with him, apparently, when he went to get ammunition. She was with him when he was staking out the nightclub maybe a couple of times. And, of course, Mateen was shot to death by police after a three-hour standoff at the nightclub in Orlando on Sunday, called 911, we know this, during his rampage to profess allegiance to various militant Islamist groups. And now there is this little piece of evidence that she was aware of what was happening, which is huge, because she will suffer the consequences of that if, in fact, there is enough evidence that the grand jury sees to move forward with it. And she's been questioned, etc., not looking really good, knowing that he had gotten the weaponry, the bullets, staking out the nightclub. And then there is now these stories that are coming out that the shooter might have been at some point gay. A former police academy classmate said that he was gay, said that he asked him if he was gay, and this academy classmate wasn't out at the time, and he said no, and he said, you know, it's a shame, because if I was, I would like someone like you. And then he talked about going to a few gay bars with him. And, you know, now they're saying that they had seen him at this Pulse Club at least a dozen times, and that he'd been going, many people said they had seen him there, and he'd been going to the bar for at least 3 years. So this story is not over by any stretch of the imagination. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It doesn't surprise me that he might be gay, and it doesn't surprise me that he was leading two totally different lives and was in such deep conflict within himself. So I just hope that people, without making rash judgments on one another, can truly understand that this is one insane person.
Ah, that's the ex-wife of Omar Mateen. And as more and more stories start to trickle in, boy, I'll tell you what, it is a very tangled web, which is why as soon as this happened, immediately, if you're the FBI, they're smothering this, they're investigating it, they're going back, they're looking at what they had, they're talking to every single person they could possibly talk to, and finding out as much information as possible. So now what we do know is there are other possible motives wrapped into this. Conflicted because he was a homosexual or bisexual or whatever. We don't know that. We just know that the people around him are saying, yes, he used to frequent this place. He used to come in here. He had a friend that was gay that he would go out and go to the clubs with. So who knows? But it is a very odd piece of information wrapped up into the rest of this. Like I said, as it all unfolds, I don't know that they're ever going to uncover one motive or not. Now, the wife, the current wife, where Mateen and Salman had have a three-year-old son, she's being questioned, was questioned massively about this, that did have some knowledge of something. They're considering charging her for not alerting the police. But now her comeback is that she tried to talk him out of the attack. So then that means she didn't know about it. So she might have tried to talk him out of it, but he did it anyway. Therefore, the biggest mass murder took place, and she knew that that was the intent. The intent was to go and shoot up this nightclub, and she didn't call the cops, the FBI, anybody. They can definitely charge her with something, with, you know, aiding and abetting, whatever it might be. But holding back that information would be a serious crime in this, especially in this particular case. So don't be surprised if it comes out later this week or the beginning of next week that a grand jury has moved forward with this, because it looks like there is that possibility. It really does, based on a lot of the information that's coming out. And I have a good source at the Pentagon, and this is absolutely, he's corroborating some of what we're hearing because of the conversations that are being, that are on that level that are being had. Let's just put it, you know, that way. Bottom line is this. There's more to come. There's more to come about motives. Maybe there's several things at work here, not just one particular possibility. There may be a couple. I wouldn't be stunned by that. And, you know, ultimately, as the conversation moves forward and we talk about ISIS and we talk about radicalization, I think there is definitely a political angle to this, without a doubt, as Trump ripped back some words today, ripped them off in front of a microphone, and as did the president, sort of going toe-to-toe in a different way. And you know, Obama said the presumptive Republican candidate for president, so there's no doubt who that was. And, of course, Trump just wails on the president anyway. So that was pretty clear as to what was happening, what was happening there. In the meantime, the FBI is tired of being criticized for so many people saying, yo, dummies, you missed your chance to nail this wacko. So they're hitting back. They're coming back at people who are criticizing over what happened in Orlando. And what they're saying is that they can only continue to investigate. They can only continue investigations under certain circumstances, such as when the threat of lives is considered significant. They say they don't have the resources and can't show it. If they can't show a judge probable cause to keep somebody under surveillance, then they come off the radar. Thousands of people come off the radar. Mateen wasn't on the government's no-fly list of people barred from getting on a plane in or out of the U.S. So the FBI's decision to not continue to investigate the 29-year-old, despite interviewing twice due to the lack of evidence to hold him, is definitely troubling. It's troubling, but now there's pressure to detect lone wolf terrorists without, what, eroding our civil liberties. And see, that's the problem. Therein lies the rub. Civil liberties. How far can you bend and go before it's too much? And that's what the FBI is saying. Look, what do you want us to do? Without quite saying it that sarcastically. That hundreds of people are followed. Hundreds. But you have to navigate the laws and the Constitution. And listen, they interviewed him in 2013 because they were told, the FBI, that he had made inflammatory remarks about having terrorist ties. And again in 2014, because he had that connection we've talked about to an American who went to fight with the Islamic State. But they say it was inconclusive. And we've heard this warning about lone wolf terrorists who become self-radicalized and plot attacks with really little or no resources. We saw that with the Boston bombing. So how do you know when the radical beliefs have jumped over the line? This is the task that the FBI is under, the CIA, name any law enforcement group that in some way would dip into this, and that's what they're dealing with. like Marco Rubio said, I have to say I agree with the Republican senator from Florida. Just making statements isn't enough to arrest somebody. But it's very scary to think how many lone wolf people are there out there that are ready to go off on a dime, pull off a high-end attack on their own, just do it themselves, and not have any help from anyone. Wow. There were people who were concerned. There was an ex-wife who had to be rescued. There were certainly signs. But did the FBI inform the police officer in Florida so they could have kept tabs on him? I think that's a fair question to ask. And if the FBI didn't share the information, that's a problem. Because we go back to the sharing info on people who could be evildoers, meaning, okay, we've hauled him in twice, three times, whatever it is. Now we got to tell you, you've got this snake in the garden and he could turn on you in a second because there's just something not right there. And would it have been stopped? I don't know. It could have been stopped, maybe. There's no definites here. But the fact that Mateen was a familiar face at the nightclub, that could explain a few things. When he walked in, if he's somebody who's been around for 3 years, off and on, you see him coming in, that means some people knew him. They could just say hello or identify him by his face. They're not thinking that he's going to shoot up the nightclub because he has the air of familiarity. So that also changes that scenario of reaction, not expecting anything because this is a familiar face for some people, probably the bouncer. Probably the bouncer felt that way. In the meantime, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton had a little meeting. Some of you sent me some notes email-wise, and we're going to check our email bag coming up next, and asked as to whether I thought Bernie Sanders was going to step away or not, whether he was going to get what he wanted, whatever that is, and he was going to step aside from campaigning and help Hillary Clinton win the nomination. I don't think that happened. I have more details coming up. That in the mailbag next.
I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning, too. So I got on the One World Way a few weeks back, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
To do with Orlando, heavy on the minds of a lot of people, obviously, and what's happening on the campaign trail. I'll mention this, no deal between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders that we know of anyway. They met and Sanders is still in the race after meeting with Clinton, so there was no big announcement about the fact that he was stepping aside or endorsing her or, you know, leaving campaign behind and doing XYZ. So, for now, Bernie Sanders is a force to still be reckoned with as far as on the Democratic Party side of things. They met at the Capitol Hilton, which is, you know, just blocks away from the Capitol. We actually did a show from there once, twice. American Tonight has stayed there and done a show from there in Washington. So, anyway, regardless, Sanders' spokesperson said there's still a variety of issues where they are seeking common ground, like minimum wage, campaign finance reform, universal health care, and more affordable college tuition. So they agreed to continue to work to develop a progressive agenda that addresses the needs of working families in the middle class. So He left the hotel, Bernie Sanders, jumped on a flight to Burlington, Vermont. Clinton is on a panel on national security, or is going to be tomorrow, southeastern Virginia. So the meeting happened a half an hour after polls closed in Washington, D.C., which is the final Democratic primary of the season. Clinton won and will win the Democratic race. She finishes with an average of nearly 400 pledged delegates over Sanders. But she won't have earned enough delegates from the primaries and caucuses to secure the nomination outright. Superdelegates will push her across the threshold in Philadelphia in July. So how does he decide to exit the race? And is he going to rally his supporters behind Clinton's presidency? That's the big question that hangs in the balance for now. Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, baby.
What's up? What's on your mind?
Okay, I learned a few things today. Do you know that Julian Assange has some of the email of Hillary Clinton, and he says that the FBI are going to indict Clinton, and if Obama's people don't drop the hammer on her, bad for Obama. Now, today there was an apology by Obama for the murderous, sluggish organization known as the Muslims, and I heard a little story about a man by the name of Mr. Haney. You know about Mr. Haney?
Yes, tell that story. Oh, my.
Yeah, the hammer's going to drop there,
yep.
too.
Yep.
Guess who these people were working for that were covering up all this crap with the Muslims? Barack Obama. Barack Obama's a full-fledged Muslim. He's not a Christian. He doesn't go to church. He doesn't profess a Christian religion. He's used the Christian religion so that he wouldn't have all this people coming out against him from the beginning. He knew he couldn't get it as a Muslim, so he went out as a Christian. He spent all that time with that guy that used to be the Reverend Wright. And Reverend Wright used to be a Muslim, and then he got this religious black church crap going on where they preach hate all the time against Whitey and everybody else. And Obama stuck there for 20 years, right, absorbing it up till he could make his little plans. This is a long-range thinker. This guy is evil. And that apology he made today for the Muslims, that's a crock of crap. Look. We are at war with them. They started the war with their 9/11 attack on us and the murders of the people from the time that they started taking over airplanes and holding people hostage, clear up to the present day time that they're actually killing people. And Hillary Clinton took $25 million from the Saudis, and they put gays to death. So much for her support for the gays. Bernie Sanders told her to give the money back, and she didn't do it.
It's interesting on the Haney question. That came up a while ago, and now it keeps bubbling up.
Well,
you know, that the story,
yeah,
of
Kelly
course.
And
the Assange stuff, too. Yeah.
Yeah, Megyn Kelly did an XO on it, and then it came out with Sean Hannity today, and I listened to that, and it was devastating. I mean, my God, Obama's people had Haney shut down all investigations of the Muslim Brotherhood and that group that comes out for Muslim rights, blah, 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 that they're just a peaceful little religion, la, la, la. And he linked the mosque in San Bernardino to the shooter of the San Bernardino murderers that killed those 14 people down there. And he linked the mosque down there in Florida that Mateen, Siddiqui Mateen, was part of.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling you, you're going to see all kinds of stuff come out, and Hillary is going to go down, and then you watch what happens.
All right, Dan in Texas, let's see what some other people have to say. 855-266-5283. Do you agree with Dan? First of all, do you agree with Dan that Hillary Clinton's going to go down because of all of this? Because I got to tell you, boy, a lot of the people I'm talking to in Washington are saying the opposite, that Trump at first had some great America, you know, make America great ideas, and then went off the rails. And then this becomes this question of Muslims in general And I just can't go there with that, because I do agree that we, listen, radicalized Islamist terrorists, people who become radicalized and all of that, I completely agree. I totally get it. We've seen horrific things. It comes back and points to the same compass. I get it. However, when you know people who are of Muslim faith and who are not like that, and I've even mentioned super famous people, for goodness sake, we just had the greatest send-off ever for an iconic athlete, Muhammad Ali, definitely Muslim, definitely changed his name, definitely had a wish to bring other religions together at his memorial service, and he did. He did do that, different religions. So would we have thrown Muhammad Ali out into the ocean? Of course not. And that is the problem with that. Radicalized, I get it. I'm with you. Absolutely. I think what's a really misguided notion is this idea that it'd be like cleaning out the Catholics, cleaning out the Protestants, like, hello, that did happen in Europe, and thinking this cleans up the situation because we don't believe in this. Look what happened, for goodness sake, in Ireland. How is it that you have people that are Irish? We're born in Ireland, we're Irish, but you believe in Catholicism. I'm a Protestant, so I'm throwing a bomb underneath your church. The crazy, insane things that happened there, and still the hard feelings with the wall. You know, we took the show there a couple years ago. So this is the problem with that. And like I said, I get it. When so much has come out of mosque, when we've seen the radicalization, when we hear the stories, of course, I get it. I do. And here's the thing, in talking about whistleblowers or people who say they have information, and listen, Julian Assange to me and those who leaked documents that shocked, stunned, and appalled so many of us, it's a very slippery slope, right? But what Assange did is really created a can of worms. I mean, I agree with him. I agree that he had this information, he released the information, and there's a reason why he can't leave where he is. He's like a man with no country because of that. In the Haney situation, in case some of you don't know, here's what the deal is. Haney basically said that when we're talking about words mattering, this guy's a DHS whistleblower, and he says that Islam and the practice of not listening to it, you have to really hear what it means. He's been identifying and tracking members to save, he says, the Muslim world from the culture and civilization of what's been happening. So if it sounds confusing, this is what the deal is. He's been accused of deleting intelligence, or he was accused of deleting intelligence records relating to dangerous Islamists linked to terrorists, Syed Farouk, for example, which is what Dan was saying he heard on Fox when they were talking about it, because, you know, of deleting this information. And he's saying that they wanted to protect the civil liberties of members of the caliphate, you know, supporting network. So he said he was ordered to stop investigating certain groups, and then even asked, you know, forced to erase them, basically, he says. And then was subject to disciplinary action when he attempted to blow the whistle. But if he had been allowed to continue his investigation, he says he would have seen the visa application would have flagged for greater security, and we wouldn't have had what happened in San Bernardino, for example. Oh, my, oh, my. All right, we're pushing that mailbag segment. That's coming up next.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. ManyCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call ManyCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Our mail segment, and we're going to do that. Thanks for hanging with us. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, of course, where all the roads meet, whether you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, tired of everything, and don't even like labels, whatever it might be, you know that you can always belly up to our virtual bar and have a conversation with us at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And I know so many of you are always emailing the show because I'm always flabbergasted at how much email we receive. Let's go to the mailbag.
Mail time. Mail time.
This one from Big Barry. Ha! This one from Big Barry, who says, Kate, wow, this whole Orlando ordeal and now this new information coming to light, somebody who was maybe denying that he was a homosexual or bisexual or whatever he was, and then goes into a rage and kills all those people, and then says that it's because he's connected to ISIS, is just such crazy and utter nonsense across the board. So it seems like he had different motives, but this is the troubling part. In the end, it's about the people who were victims, innocent people. You told those sad stories just the other night. A girl who lost all that weight was going to the club to have fun, meet her brother, and then look what happens. Somebody else who was 18 had graduated from college. college in Philadelphia and was off to bigger and brighter a future and just happened to be visiting Orlando. Wow, wow, wow. Yeah, sadly, it is about the victims because they don't get to work. They don't get another day on the planet Earth, not because of something that happened to them, an unfortunate disease or whatever, but because they just happen to be in that nightclub at the wrong time when someone decides to go berserk and start shooting. And then for all those hours, people cowering, trying to figure out ways out of it, hiding, doing whatever they could. I mean, what do you do in that split second? What is it that takes you over the finish line? How do you do it? How do you figure it all out? And the answer is it's really, really tough. Coming up in our next hour, we're going to talk to Dr. Alton about that, about surviving. He wrote a book about surviving Ebola. And how do you become that survivor? How do you escape that situation? What's the situational awareness all about? Here's one from Harry, who says, "Hi, Kate. I've been listening to the show for a very long time now, and it's interesting how, sadly, big events always pull us all together. What happened in Orlando is terrible. Then the news that he could have done this at Disneyland or Disney World would be so much worse in a sense, but maybe not. It's all bad. It doesn't matter. I don't even know what I'm saying, other than to tell you that it just breaks my heart to see these young people in these pictures. And if they had gone into Disney World and done the same thing, if he had done that, can you imagine the tragedy that would have ensued? I cannot wrap my brain around it, but I get what you're saying. You're right. I mean, all the way around, it is a bad, awful, despicable thing. There's only so many adjectives you can use to say it should not have happened, and it did, and some people lived to tell about it, and some people did not. The injuries, that's the other part of this, people coming out of this severely injured, you know, who knows, and maybe some of them not making it. So it's awful. Yeah, it's just absolutely awful. And if it could have been stopped, if the wife could have made a phone call, my husband's nuts, my husband's going to do this, he's been talking about plotting to kill all these people one night, then whatever she knew, she should have passed on. She didn't, so I think she's going to suffer the consequences of that for sure. How about this one from Teddy? Kate, on a lighter note of sports, so I'm hoping you'll mix this in, do you think we'll see a Game 7 in the NBA Finals? Well, since my crystal ball has been cracked, I will say that I do think there is a very good possibility of it, because now the Cavaliers are going back to Cleveland again, and they've lost in Cleveland, but with some momentum on their side, can they pull it out? Well, I think they can. And they pull it out, even things up. That means on Father's Day, there's a Game 7 in the NBA Finals, which would be phenomenal for sports fans, because that would cap off Father's Day, right? Yes. Awesome. In the meantime, how about this from Terry? Kate, I just don't get it. I think some of the people that call your show, I know they're smarter than some of what I hear. How could they possibly vote for that nincompoop Donald Trump? I hate to name call. Every time he opens his mouth, he sounds dumber and dumber. I can't believe this guy got a degree from the University of Pennsylvania. I don't know. He might be smart in business moves in using a court of law to sue everyone to death or to cheat them or not pay his bills. And then we want this guy as our president. You can say what you want about Obama, Clinton, any of the Bushes. I'll take all of them combined on their worst days compared to having one Trump in the White House. Do you think they can fit his ego in the front door? Now. Yeah, like every other president, for sure, he's gonna face a lot of opposition, let's put it that way. And the new polls say that Hillary Clinton is starting to jump up in her lead of Donald Trump in a general election. But then I look at some other polls and they say, oh, no, they're getting closer and closer. So believe what you want. This is why every vote counts and why it matters, because it makes a difference on election day. It makes the difference in the way you feel anyway. I think there's something about feeling rather proud in voting. I mean, this is what people died for in the beginnings of our country. Yes, it's light years away from where we are now, but just remember that. People died for us to have a free country. So we aren't speaking the Queen's English or under their thumb. And easily that could have been the scenario if it weren't for some brave peeps that stood up and said, yeah, I'm not going to take it anymore. No way. This one from Mickey. Gate, I hate to throw a monkey wrench into all of this, but I was wondering about the VPs and who is on the undercard for Donald Trump and who's the VP for Hillary Clinton. I say to be determined, TBD. We do not know who that person is going to be, because the speculating part and throwing out different names, I think, is more fun for the politicians anyway. Gives them more time to figure out who it is they want in that spot, how it enhances the ticket or doesn't at least destroy the ticket. You know, we keep hearing about Elizabeth Warren, but I can't imagine that the Democrats would think in all their wisdom, well, let's put two women on this ticket. Mm-mm. That a Warren would satisfy the left. I don't think so. I think she goes with Castro, who's in Texas, but somebody younger, I'm just saying younger, and bringing some other part of the country with them. Not the same parts of the country, bringing another perspective to try to get people jump-started and into what's happening in the election, which completely makes sense to me. So don't look for Elizabeth Warren anytime soon. Cabinet position could be different. Definitely. But as on to be a VP, no. I don't see it. It doesn't make any sense. All right, quickly, this one from Finn. Finn says, Kate, you have an update on the shooting victims. Yeah, the shooting victims, 27 are still hospitalized. They say 6 of them are critically ill, which was the scary thing for me. How many of them could have bled out if there weren't some quick-thinking doctors? And there were, which is great, but there's still, I mean, you're saying 27 shooting victims are still in the hospital? So they must have gotten hit a few times. Thanks for all the emails. Keep them coming, AmericaTonight.net.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.